This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama has ordered the intelligence community to conduct a full review of hacking-related activities aimed at disrupting the 2016 U.S. presidential election. White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary Eric Schultz says there have been a pattern of malicious cyber activity aimed and to coincide with U.S. elections. He said the investigations will go back to 2008, the presidential elections, when cyber meddling was attributed to China. Schultz said the investigation would look at any and all foreign interference, and investigators would go wherever the evidence leads them. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump continued his thank you tour of America Friday with stops in the states of Louisiana and Michigan. He told crowds he will follow through on campaign promises.
That includes protecting the Second Amendment, repealing and replacing Obamacare, securing our southern border. We'll build a wall, that's true. We're going to build a wall.
Also Friday, former Mayor Rudy Giuliani took himself out of consideration for a place in the Trump cabinet as Secretary of State. In another development, producers of a new version of a U.S. television show that catapulted Trump to nationwide prominence a year ago said Mr. Trump will continue to be credited on screen as executive producer. Gambia's President Yahya Jammeh says he rejects the outcome of last week's elections, even though last week he had telephoned opposition candidate Adama Barrow to concede defeat. This is VOA News. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Russia and Syrian government forces will continue their bombing raids in Aleppo until rebels vacate the city. A day earlier, Lavrov had said the Syrian government stopped all active military operations in eastern Aleppo. When asked about the contradictory statements, Lavrov said Friday he did not say military operations were completely stopped, but indicated they were suspended for a certain time to allow civilians wishing to leave to do so. Here is UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura.
If that takes place, it would certainly help in the mood of wanting to say perhaps now is the time to start preparing for political talks. How many more battles do we need before finally people sit around the table?
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has confirmed the U.S. and Russia will meet in Geneva later today, along with U.N. officials to discuss the situation in Aleppo. The 193-member United Nations General Assembly has adopted a resolution demanding an immediate end to attacks on civilians in all besieged areas in Syria. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power says the resolution was not perfect, but is needed to stop the bloodshed in Aleppo. Large crowds were expected to gather in South Korea's capital today celebrating the impeachment of President Park Geun-hye over an explosive corruption scandal that saw millions protest in previous weeks. Protesters were planning to march near the Seoul Presidential Palace, where Park will remain mostly alone for up to 6 months until the Constitutional Court rules whether she should step down permanently. The country's number two official, Prime Minister Hwang Kyo-an, will assume leadership until the court rules on Park's fate. Meantime, in New York, spokesman for the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, Farhan Haq.
The Secretary General is confident that the people of the Republic of Korea will overcome the present difficulties through unity and resilience, as well as a strong commitment to democratic institutions and principles.
The South Korean Defense Ministry has ordered the military on heightened surveillance and readiness, a posture there should North Korea do something provocative. An earthquake of 6.9 magnitude struck off the coast of the Solomon Islands today, one day after a 7.7 magnitude quake. There have been no reports of widespread damage or injuries. Solomon Islands, part of the so-called Ring of Fire, a zone of tectonic activity around the Pacific Ocean. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, your host. And on this edition of the program, we'll go back in time to 2009. The site is the Detroit Jazz Festival. And we'll be talking in the last conversation I ever had with the legendary Dave Brubeck. The great pianist, composer, and musical visionary, NEA jazz master, Dave Brubeck was born on the 6th of December in 1920 and died on the 5th of December in 2012, just one day before he would have been 92 years old. And in 2009, in the summertime, I had a chance to sit down with him before his performance at that year's Detroit Jazz Festival and have a wonderful conversation with his son, Chris, sitting by his side and joining in from time to time on the conversation. We'll talk to Dave Brubeck and hear some of his classic work and remember him fondly on this edition of Jazz America. But let's begin things with the celebration of another of the greats of jazz history, born in December. On the 8th of December in 1928, to be specific, in Norristown, Pennsylvania, not far from Philadelphia, Jimmy Smith, the master of the Hammond B3 organ, was born. He died at the age of 79 on the 8th of February in 2005 and left an incredible musical legacy. And I'm going to play some of it for you right now. It's Jimmy Smith from his 1986 release Go for What You Know, with an all-star cast including Stanley Turrentine on saxophone, Kenny Burrell on guitar, Grady Tate on drums, and others. On the Blue Mitchell composition Fungi Mama, it's Jimmy Smith beginning this edition of VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
too late. Don't come knocking on my door, it's too late. Don't want to see you anymore. You had your chance to show me a little romance, and now it's too late. Don't write me a letter, 'cause the words get in the way. Don't try to call me, 'cause there's nothing more to say. You had your chance to show me a little romance, and now it's too late. It was nice while it lasted, alone together, you and me. Something happened to make you change. You went to some place that I didn't want to be. Now your love has strayed, and it's too late. Love don't live here anymore, it's too late. Don't want to see your face no more, you had your chance. Now it's someone else's turn to dance, because it's too late. Together, you and me, and something happened to make you change. You went to some place I didn't want to be, and now your love has strayed. It's too late. Love don't live here anymore. It's too late. Don't want to see your face no more. You had the chance. Show me a little romance, and now it's too late. I say it again. I say it. It's too late. Don't come try knocking on my front door. Don't come sneaking around on the side, tapping on the windows, trying to see who's inside my house. Don't even try the back door. You know you never had that key anyway. I got me a big old dog to run around the yard to keep everybody out. Don't try and reach me on the computer, because I've already blocked you on Facebook. I don't have you on Instagram. I don't need you on Snapchat. I don't want you on any of my media on my computer. I don't want to see you in me more, because I got one more thing to say. It's too late.
Well, sometimes love affairs can end badly, and when you X somebody out from your social media, you know it's all over. It's too late. Kevin Mahogany, one of the major vocalists around today. A lot of people call him the new Joe Williams. Well, he's the current Kevin Mahogany. That's from his latest release, The Vienna Affair. It's too late. Russ Davis here on VOA's Jazz America, enjoying, giving you each week the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with the music makers. I love listening to the music and programming it for you, but maybe my favorite thing is to meet these great musicians. And none greater than our special guest this week, as we remember him fondly, the late, great Dave Brubeck. Well, I just happened to be in the presence of Dave Brubeck and one of his talented sons, too, as a matter of fact. And it's a pleasure to see you, sir, here at the Detroit Jazz Festival just before a performance. And thank you for taking a few moments to talk to folks all around the world on the Voice of America.
Voice of America, very important. And I'm glad to be here, but I remember Willis Conover. We toured together in Europe, and people that spoke English sounded like him, because that's the only way they'd heard English, and they copied his voice. But it was such a great thing that Voice of America was going all over the world and doing so much for democracy. And now I'm glad to see what you're doing will carry on that tradition. It's a big tradition.
I wear size 14, and I still can't fill his shoes, I'm telling you. He did it for 40 years. I've only been doing it for 10, and times are a little different. You know, you've traveled the world, and that's one thing I wanted to ask you about. You know, he was at a time when Eastern Europe, behind the Iron Curtain, was post-war, and everything was destroyed. Now they have more radio there, so I reach other areas. Areas like Africa and Pacific Rim that don't have the infrastructure that we here in the USA and North and South America and Eastern Europe and Europe in general have. So I reach a little bit of a different audience from back in his day, but still just as important, just as large. Thank you for those kind words. I appreciate that.
You know, the audience that we used to reach was along the periphery of Russia,
yes,
where we wanted to counteract what they were trying to do in places like Poland. We outdid them. I did 12 concerts there that are still remembered. And then we went to Turkey, and then from there to Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq, East and West Pakistan, India, and Ceylon. Now, when you talk about these other countries, my sons are going to these other countries.
Yeah.
from his groundbreaking album from 1959, Time Out, with the Dave Brubeck Quartet, the song inspired by his visit to Turkey that he described to us, Blue Rondo a la Turk. Dave Brubeck hailed from California and another fine artist who looms large in the history of California jazz is guitarist Lee Ritenour. Here's some of his music now on Jazz America from VOA 1. The great West Coast guitarist, and St. Bart's, the name of the song from his album Stolen Moments. More coming up with Dave Brubeck in just a bit, but first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. Jazz America @voanews.com.
And here's a message I've received from an Australian listener, David Bradford, who wrote to me, I live in Australia, down by the far southeastern corner, and I'm listening to you at this very moment on satellite beamed from Asia Satellite 7 on VOA Radio. Great music. I also can listen via my internet connection. I'm contacting you as a result of finding VOA on Asia Satellite 7. I listened to Willis Conover back in the 50s when I was 14 years of age, Music USA, the Jazz Hour. This gave me a lifelong interest in jazz, and it's great to rediscover VOA again. Best regards, David Bradford. Well, thank you, David, for going to the trouble of rediscovering jazz on VOA, and I'll dedicate a song to you right now. And we'll celebrate a birthday of one of the greats of jazz who passed away far too early at the age of 56, to be specific, in 1999. Grover Washington Jr. was born on the 12th of December in 1943, and on his album from 1998, 1 year before he passed away, he created a beautiful melodic piece of work called All My Tomorrows. He brought in a host of fantastic players, mostly from the more traditional jazz world, and some great singers, Freddie Cole and Jeannie Bryson, who collaborated on this wonderful duet with Grover on saxophone, For Heaven's Sake, from All My Tomorrows on VOA's Jazz America.
Let's fall in love. Don't say a word, my darling. Don't break a spell like this.
Just hold me tight. We're alone in the night, and heaven is here in a kiss.
These pair of eyes can see a star.
And say, let's fall in love. Let's fall in love.
That's some new music from a young guitarist from Bali named Diva Bujana. And he came to the West to create his newest album, Zentuary, with the likes of NEA Jazz Master, drummer Jack DeJohnette, bassist Tony Levin, Gary Husband, Tim Garland, and others, and also the Czech Symphony Orchestra. Hope you enjoyed the song entitled Solas PM from Diva Bujana, a little taste of modern jazz with a world music leaning. And that is a bit of the topic in our next piece of conversation with our special guest on this edition of Jazz America, the late, great Dave Brubeck. He was just about to take the stage for his own performance at the Detroit Jazz Festival in 2009 and had just witnessed a performance by his sons, the Brubeck Brothers Quartet. I was on the stage while you guys were performing and your dad was behind the stage, and I would glance at him a few times here and there, and all he could do was just smile ear to ear. So Dave Brubeck, what I ask you is, how does it feel to see your sons at such a high level of artistic endeavor and to see them perform and see what they do?
Well, it's just wonderful, because they're carrying on where maybe I'm leaving off. And that's such a thrill to me to see each one of them in their own ways going along with what I hoped would happen, was to bring all people together and show the similarity between all people and their music. And I've seen so many things in my life where I could see that was related to jazz or jazz related to that. My sons are going to these other countries.
Yeah.
Chris just went to Hong Kong and played with the Chinese Symphony Orchestra.
Wow.
Played maybe his trombone concerto.
Yeah.
And pieces that I wrote that would have brought the cultures together years ago. Koto song from my impressions, jazz impressions of Japan.
Let's hear the song that Dave Brubeck just mentioned. Koto song from Jazz Impressions of Japan, the Dave Brubeck Quartet on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Hi, this is Pat Metheny. You're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis here on the Voice of America.
Thank you.
Pat Metheny Group from their brilliant album, Speaking of Now, with On Her Way. Next hour, more with Dave Brubeck. Stay tuned.